Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation on Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. A person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, by Thomas Brooks. The imputed righteousness of Christ comforts and supports the people of God from fainting under the sense of weakness concerning their own righteousness. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. When a Christian keeps a serious eye upon the spots, blemishes, infirmities, and follies that cleave to his own righteousness, fears and tremblings arise to the saddening and sinking of his soul. But when he casts a fixed eye upon the righteousness of Christ imputed to him, his comforts revive and his heart bears up. Though he has no righteousness of his own by which he may stand accepted before God, he has God's righteousness which infinitely transcends his own. In God's account, sinful man has exactly fulfilled the righteousness which the law requires. Faith wraps itself in the righteousness of Christ and is justified. Christ exactly fulfilled the law for all those who close savingly with him. Oh, sirs, none can be justified in the sight of God by a righteousness of their own making. The righteousness of Christ is infinitely better than our own. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. When a sincere Christian casts his eye upon the weaknesses, infirmities, and imperfections that daily attend his best services, he sighs and mourns. But if he looks upward to the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, this brings forth his infirm, weak, and sinful performances as perfect, spotless, sinless, and approved according to the tenor of the gospel, and he can rejoice. As there is imputation to our person, there is also to our services and actions. Our works are dipped in the blood of Christ. Though the Lord's faithful have imminent cause to be humbled and afflicted for the weakness that cleaves to their best duties, they have wonderful cause to rejoice and triumph that they are made perfect through Jesus Christ.